Happy holidays, everyone. It's Dara Bunjon, the Dining Dish here in Baltimore and on Baltimore Internet Radio. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to enjoy the hospitality industry's annual fundraiser for the National Academy Foundation. Got to chat with numerous chefs and food purveyors here in Baltimore. We have some fun interviews for you to listen to. So kick back, grab a beer, put your feet up, and enjoy the next 20 minutes as you listen to what's going on here in Baltimore on the food scene. Happy holidays. Here we are with City Peak Patty Newman at the Hospitality Industry Holiday Bash. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure. There have been about 15 years this has been going on. It's the one time a year that the entire Baltimore tourism community gets together with hotel executives, sales and marketing. It's put together by NACE, National Association of Catering Executives, Baltimore Tourism Association, Visit Baltimore, with Epsilon Registration and City Peak. We expect over 400 people, over 20 restaurants participating in town, and catering companies from Matsuri to the Three Marriotts, Water Table, Apropos, The Yard, La Scala, a gentleman who shucks oysters for parties called the Local Oyster. Excitingly so, many of the local breweries, may I say, it's taking place at the Horseshoe Casino in Baltimore, where some of the breweries are delighted to be pouring their beers. Full Tilt, Heavy Seas, Union Brewing, and Flying Dog. We also have local Tito's Vodka and Powell & Mahoney Mixers. It's elegant, it's fun, it's annual, and it's exclusive for the hospitality community.
Beneficiary of this, doesn't it go to the National...
It is a charity for the National Academy Foundation. Thank you for bringing that up, which is a high school. It's a charter school through the Tisch Foundation. It is just fabulous. It trains, amongst other things, it trains its youth to go into fields like hospitality.
And cooking. Well, thank you so much, City Peak Patty. Wish you the best of the holiday season.
Thank you, Daryl.
Here we are with the Local Oyster. This is a company that people can hire for their special occasions that come in, and they sit there and shuck these beautiful local oysters. I'll let this gentleman introduce himself.
Hi, guys. My name's Nick Shawman, and I'm the owner of the Local Oyster. We're a traveling oyster bar based in Baltimore.
Okay, and you're using local oysters. A lot of them are farm-raised?
Generally, we like to use fresh farm-raised oysters from Maryland, Virginia, Delaware. That way we get them as fresh as possible, usually a day out of the water. And we like to use farm-raised oysters because they're sustainable and renewable, and they taste better.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you do anything with the shells? Do you do the recycled shells?
We certainly do. We're members of the Oyster Recovery Partnership. When we're done an event, the guys from the ORP will come and get our shells, and they take them back to Cambridge, and they plant baby oysters on the shells, and they all go back into the bay.
You know, I had the pleasure of going out to Chesapeake Gold this year over in Cambridge, and it was amazing to see the process, but how much cleaner the oysters are and how they're able to put oxygen in there and get rid of the bad stuff and put in the good stuff.
Right.
I'm not very technical, which is quite obvious, good stuff and bad stuff. So how can people reach you if they'd like to have the Local Oyster come to a special event?
Well, you can find us online at thelocaloyster.com, and we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that cool internet stuff.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, we try and mix it up, and we go where the fun's at. So we do rock concerts and street fairs and weddings and parties and everything in between.
So the big question is, what's the favorite topping? Is it cocktail sauce or is it minuet sauce? What do you go through the most?
Well, personally, I like to eat them with nothing on them. But our seafood sauce is a big hit, and we also make our own pickled onions. So we will be starting production on our seafood sauce in January, and we hope to be on store shelves soon.
Well, that's great. That's something we need to follow up on. Well, from Baltimore Internet Radio, let us wish you the best of the holiday season. Keep shucking along, and have a great holiday.
Thank you, Dara, and season's greetings to all of you.
Thank you. We are here at the hospitality event at Horseshoe Casino, and we're speaking to Chef Brian Farkas and Chef Kevin Mingbella of Brio Tuscan Grill here downtown on Pratt Street. And I thought I'd check in and see what's going on special at Brio for the holidays.
Well, it's the season. You know, it's a great time of year, so we have lots going on with holiday banquets, and obviously it's the perfect time of year for comfort food, and what's more comforting than some nice Italian cooking. So we serve up, we're an Italian chop house, so we have really great Italian dishes, classic Italian dishes, as well as really great steaks and chops. We have a pork porterhouse, it's excellent. Our lamb chops are to die for. So lots going on.
That sounds terrific. Are we running any holiday specials or things with gift cards or doing any brunches?
Yeah, gift cards. We have a nice promotion. You buy $100 in gift cards, you get a $20 gift card back to use in the new year. Right now, we're running a really great special. It's a braised beef pappardelle, rosemary-infused pasta with a braised beef. And an oven-roasted carrots and onions. It's really, really nice. Perfect for this time of cold
weather. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It sounds very hearty and home style.
Rustic. And
yeah. So does Brio do brunch on the weekends?
Yeah, we sure do. Our brunch is excellent. The French toast, the stuffed French toast, is my personal favorite, maybe even a guilty pleasure. But really great. We have Eggs Benedict, of course, a couple different styles. We do ours a little different with a house-made biscuit instead of a English muffin. So really, really nice. And we're starting to get in the holiday spirit here with the music.
Like, right, we might be getting drowned out, so I'm just going to end up and say thank you. I'm here with Brian Ciparelli of the legendary Ciparelli's Restaurant in Little Italy. Brian, thanks for being part of the Baltimore Hospitality Fundraiser for NAF.
Sure.
What's new down at Ciparelli's?
We're just doing what we do. We're the Christmas party season, so we've been really busy and doing a lot of catering and... We just put new carpets in, so that's great.
Well, that's great. It helps with the sound level.
Yeah.
How long has Ciparelli's been down in Little Italy?
We're around 80 years, and I'm the third generation.
Third generation,
yeah,
okay.
And I've been there over 20 years personally, so.
So you were knee-high to grasshopper, I would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you've probably done everything at the restaurant.
I've done everything.
On the line?
I bust, and, and now I've been managing those since probably the 94, 95.
So... is there anything new on the menu? I mean, your chip salad is legendary.
The chip salad is legendary. We have our homemade raviolis are really popular. We have a seafood ravioli as well. We have a couple little old ladies in the basement who are still making raviolis. So,
do you ever let them out?
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can go to St. Leo's and make the raviolis there.
Everything's great down there.
That's terrific. So anything you're doing special? Do you do any brunches during the holidays?
I don't do any brunches. No. I do just lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Is that all?
Yep. Yes, I know.
Well, listen, I thank you for taking the time away from this wonderful event to chat with us. And why don't you just give everybody your address so they probably already know it. What is it?
237 South High Street
in Little Italy. In Little Italy. Well, wishing you the best of the holiday season, and thanks again for talking with us.
Thank you.
Here we are with City Peak Patty Newman, and she's going to fill us in on what's happening in Baltimore and the new restaurants. And Patty, fill us in.
Well, hello, Dara. It's a pleasure to be here. There's so many things going on in Baltimore right now in December. Today is the opening, December 8th, of Sip Wine Dine at the Ritz-Carlton Residences at the Inner Harbor. Additionally, right across the street at the American Visionary Art Museum, I understand Birateca is opening a second location in the city. At the Four Seasons, a fabulous restaurant is just softly opening also, called Izumi. There is so much going on in the foodie scene. that is exciting, upscale, and very artistic. It's just a delight to be part of Charm City.
Well, Izumi is Japanese, isn't it?
Correct.
And it's, I think, high-end. Isn't it the same owners who have Uzube?
Alex Smith, who owns Uzube and helps run Haagen-Dazs and owns Mongolian Barbecue and Harbor East Pizza, have taken over Pabu, which used to be in the Four Seasons. And I hear it is outstanding from someone just this morning. Very elegant.
And people were in for friends and family.
Also to note, at Sip Wine Dine, they are one of the first places, definitely one of the biggest displays of self-wine pour dispensing system. There are over 80 wines that you can get 1, 3, or 6 ounces. And the fun part is you can do it all yourself by pushing a button and a rechargeable card. So it's very exciting things going on in Baltimore.
It's Dara Bunjon, Baltimore Internet Radio. We're here at the Hospitality Industry Holiday Bash at Horseshoe Casino, and I have cornered the chef de cuisine, Samantha Love, from Johnny Sanchez, here at the Horseshoe Casino. Could you tell me a little bit about the restaurant, Samantha?
Okay. The restaurant, if anybody doesn't know, is a collaboration between two amazing chefs, Chef Aaron Sanchez and Chef John Besh. And they came together, they're really great friends, and they built this menu together. It's traditional Mexican dishes meets contemporary flavors and ingredients, all coming together in taco shells and little tostadas and everything. It just, they bring it together and meld it, and it's beautiful and it's exciting and it's new and it's fresh and it's just gorgeous.
And you have a tequila room. Let's see
we
if I can
do.
Get my mouth working. Okay. Tell me a little bit about that. You have very high-end tequilas.
We do. We have very high-end tequilas. We do flights of tequila. I'm working on, in the process of doing some chef's tables with pairings of tequilas and tastings with tequilas, pairing our food along with them, bringing the whole concept together. And so you can book the room and see everything. It really brings the whole place together, and it's just beautiful.
Well, you know, I've been in there. I saw the chef's table right in front of the open kitchen, and I've seen the tequila room. One of the interesting things is you have a salsa night every Thursday night.
We do. So we have salsa every Thursday night. We do lessons, and then every third Saturday, we do lessons again. So we do salsa lessons as well as the salsa dancing every Thursday and Saturday.
Okay, so it's lessons and dancing both those nights.
Mm-hmm. Thursdays are lessons and dancing, and every third Saturday is lessons and dancing, and every Saturday is dancing.
So let's see. I have a friend of mine who's already hooked on your jalapeno margaritas.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Now, I had the margarita
De Jamaica. Oh, yeah.
That
Jamaica. It's spelled like Jamaica, and they pronounce it Jamaica.
Well,
right?
What do I know? I can barely speak English, let alone another language. So, you know, I've been in there, and you have some unique tacos along with what one would consider the normal tacos. A lot of these are family recipes from Chef Aaron Sanchez's family. But you're doing some different type things inside the tacos, like sweetbreads, and what else?
We have a sweetbread and chorizo. We also have a squash blossom that just came off, but it's coming. It'll come back once it's back in season. We try to keep things very seasonal and fresh, and if they're not all right, we're not going to use them, right? But
right.
We keep traditional, like we have carne asada, we have a chicken, we have a pork belly, we have a barbacoa, which is the best, the beef cheeks.
Okay.
All slow cooked.
And tell me a little bit about the slow cook process.
So the slow cook process is you're slow cooking it, you're braising it. It's taking a very long time to cook, and it's really retaining those flavors and those juices, and it's just breaking down that meat so it's so tender and delicious. And it's just to die for, right?
My mouth is watering. I've been there already, and you do you do like 5 or 6 sauces fresh daily, different sauces.
We do a bunch of different sauces. We have a red. Our Roja, we do our Verde, which is our tomatillo. We do a papaya, a mango, a corn, a pineapple. We do a lot of salsas.
So I've been there, and I'm going to tell all of you to stop by, and especially come by for happy hour. It's 2-for-1 drinks from 4 to 7.
4 to 7, and half off appetizers.
And half off appetizers. Well, thank you, Chef Samantha. Yes. It's been a pleasure, and we wish you, from Baltimore Internet Radio, the happiest of the holiday season.
Thank you.
We're here right now with Cyrus Kiefer from Banditos down in Federal Hill. And Chef Kiefer, can you fill us in on what's coming, what's new at Banditos?
Menu overhaul coming for the winter. We're changing gears around there. It's a taqueria, but basically to fit the niche of the Federal Hill crowd, it's going to be like a lot of bar classics as well. So tacos and like bar classics and great bar food.
All righty. And is anything else new that you're doing down there? Any of the specials? Any happy hours?
I mean, everything's going to kind of be new starting this week. So the whole menu is complete overhaul. Like, everything's changed. And then the tacos as well. And then as far as specials and stuff like that, like Monday through Friday, I believe, like a lot of bar specials and stuff like that.
Terrific, terrific. And we're here at the hospitality event for the holidays. What are you going to be fixing for the guests tonight?
Today we've got a two-day brisket slider that we're doing that comes with a dashi crema, pickled Fresno chilies, Thai basil, and smoked butter.
Okay, for some who might not know what dashi is, do you want to explain it?
Dashi is the mother sauce of miso soup, so it has things like kombu, seaweed, and dried fish flakes in it, so it has a very like umami background, so mixed with cream. Becomes so, pretty exciting.
So it's a little briny. It's to the salty end.
Yeah, it definitely punches through.
Any special plans for you yourself for the holidays?
Home with the family.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Chef.
All right.
Wandering around this great event at the Horseshoe Casino, the Holiday Bash from the hospitality industry, and I run into my good friend, Tanika. Am I saying it right?
Tanika. Go with Nikki. Go with Nikki. Keep
Nikki. What can I say? I'm trying to be formal here. We know each other for all
friends,
these years.
Way back. So.
Way back. Right. Absolutely. We could tell a story or two, but not this time.
Not today.
And you're one of the vendors in the Baltimore Marketplace here at Horseshoe Casino with the Mallow Bar. Tell me what you're doing at the Mallow Bar. I know it's a 24/7 spot, so that's hard enough as it is.
Indeed. We are open around the clock, and the Mallow Bar is a gourmet crispy treat dessert cafe. So we have all of our signature item, which is Mallow Crunchies. They're gourmet crispy treats with our signature handmade marshmallow. But in addition to that, we bring in a lot of other local products. We have food items. So we make wraps in-house. We have empanadas. And we make our own gelato there. We have milkshakes and sundaes and bread pudding. And we'll soon be bringing in alcohol. We've introduced one alcohol item. We have bourbon. So we do a bourbon and bread pudding happy hour Monday through Friday. And we'll be bringing in some wine as well soon.
Okay, so that happy hour, is that from 4 to 7 like the other happy hours here?
It is. It coincides with the casino's happy hour. So Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. You can come in and you can get 2-for-1 drinks from the Mallow Bar. As well as some bourbon and some other good treats.
Well, you're doing hot chocolates.
We do. We make our own hot chocolate from scratch, and it is super creamy, super rich. It's a really good hot chocolate.
And especially this time of year. And, of course, let's not forget, you're doing coffee.
That's right. So
somebody needs that shot of caffeine to stay up and go into the poker tables. Poker tables. Forgive me, people. My
That's
tongue
okay.
just got tied. So what else is happening? You have your other retail outlet, don't you?
That's right. So the Mallow Bar in Rosedale is our first location, and it acts as our production facility for our Mallow Crunchies product. So we make everything there, and we send it out to different stores in town, as well as here at the Horseshoe Casino, but that's a cafe as well.
Okay, so the Mallow Crunchies, you can find them online too, can't you?
You can. You can buy at themallowbar.com, and we have all kinds of good treats for you to buy there. Great holiday gifts as well.
Well, Nikki, I thank you so much. It's so good to see you.
Thanks,
and
Sarah.
I know your kids, I know they were, one wasn't even born.
That's right.
So how old is your son now?
Well, you know, my son is on, he's the face of our Mallow Crunchies product. And on that picture, he was 3 and now he's 8, if you can believe it.
Time flies.
And now I have a 4-year-old daughter.
Well, I'm sure from Nikki and from me, everybody, the best of the holiday season, and signing off from Horseshoe Casino.